sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Friday. Absolutely looking so much forward to my Tiger baseball this weekend. Friday, September 26th. Tonight, 7 o'clock on Apple Plus TV. 7 o'clock in Boston, Fenway Park, going up against the Boston Red Sox. They're competing to get into the playoffs. The Tigers are tied with Cleveland for the Central Division American League. Three games tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And that's it. The regular season is over this Sunday, September 28th. And man, I'm hoping to God they can win and get into the playoffs. It will break my heart. They've been in first place most of the entire season, and wasn't until Wednesday night's game they lost to Cleveland, and Cleveland took first place away from them. Well, last night they won 4-2. Now they're tied with Cleveland, heading into Boston Fenway Park with the Green Monster. Cleveland stays home and has three games with the Texas Rangers, and they're trying to get into the playoffs as well. So this is going to be just unbelievable baseball. Every pitch, every out, full bore efforts by everybody to try to win these next three games. If they can sweep, they're in the playoffs, regardless of what Cleveland does against the Texas Rangers. So, great baseball. I highly recommend you watch it. Check it out. These boys will be playing their hearts out to see if they can get into the playoffs. And we'll be watching. We'll be talking about it on Monday. Love Tiger baseball. Now, one thing I do want to mention real quick. I had a couple other people text me PR for Patriots Relief. Tim's offering an additional 5% off retail for the weekend and Monday morning. If you're hearing this right now at about 8:09 on Monday, as we repeat Friday's show all weekend and rebroadcast on Monday, you can text me PR for Patriots Relief, and I'll send you the link to their website, patriotsrelief.com/trucker. And I'll also send you their phone number, textable, clickable link, 877-230-1776. And I also have a couple photographs. The combo pack I like the best is the one with the drops and a bottle of the Intense Relief Rub. $153 with the promo code, additional 5% off plus free shipping. And that should last you a good month, month and a half, depending on how much you use every day. But it is great stuff. Highly recommend it. One of the things that we like to do on this show is lower the cost of living here in the state of Michigan, promote our sponsors that have been vetted. Vicki and I absolutely use the products, use their services, and absolutely believe in every one of our sponsors and what they do for us. Well, my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, former state representative, now owns his own Farm Bureau insurance agency over in Bel Air. He's going to be coming on in the next segment. If you have any questions whatsoever regarding insurance, whether it's homeowners insurance, car insurance, life insurance, whatever, send me a text here, 231-360-5140, and we'll get those questions into Tristan here in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
You see it all around you. Good loving all that. And usually it's too late when you. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three here on this Friday. Joining us on the line is Tristan Cole, my Farm Bureau insurance agent over in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, Tristan.
Good morning. I'm lock, cock, ready to rock, and got a Red Bull that's half gone. Let's go.
Well, first of all, thank you for Etta updating that coverage for me. She sent me the proof of insurance and the breakdown. Greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, one of the things that I did want to talk to you guys about was specifically that point. When people have changes, taking vehicles off the road, I had it in storage for a while, lowered my payment for my full coverage, but then need to put it back on, going to be driving the vehicle, and as we get ready to head into winter months, I got to get things done. You know, it's simply a phone call, a text message, and you guys can get this stuff done and send emails. I mean, this was done at, you know, I text you, I think, early this morning, and here Edda already sends it to me an hour ago. This is all part of the service that you guys provide.
That's right. Yeah, we do that. And, you know, I like, you know, the text message is good, but I always wait for that email confirmation on confirmation that it's been done, because legally, I can't bind or do policy changes over text message. However, we've got a paper trail. You know, I do screenshots of the text message. We put that in files, and then we verify everything either with a phone call or with that follow up email.
Yeah, absolutely. Greatly appreciate that. Now, one of the things that I found out why you haven't received the information yet regarding my great-granddaughter,
uh-huh.
It was because our granddaughter, Ashley, didn't understand what we were doing. So what I did is I bought her a copy of The Bank on Yourself by uh-huh. Pamela Yellen on Amazon, and I had it mailed, shipped directly to her house, and didn't hear from her. Hey, Grandpa, thanks for the book. What is this? Okay. So finally we called our daughter, Ashley's mother, and uh-huh. our daughter, Tina. And I said, Tina, I need help. I need you to explain to Ashley what we're doing. And it's really funny because our daughter, Tina, she married Tony. He's a Canadian over in Windsor. And his mom bought insurance policies on her grandchildren back when she was alive years ago. Tony's brother and sister were older, and they had kids. And Rosie bought these type of policies for the babies when they were young. And now she's passed, but the kids are older. And one of the grandkids actually used the cash value that he had built up in that policy that Grandma had bought on him when he was like 2 or 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And she said he actually borrowed the money to buy a used car and didn't have to go to the bank. And he was so excited. He's like, man, this is really cool. I found a car I wanted. I contact my insurance agent. And he says, yeah, we'll loan you the money right from your insurance policy. And how does that work as far as when you do take a loan? You have to pay that money back or you lose that cash value in your policies.
Correct.
Is that an accurate statement?
That's accurate. You do need to pay it back because your death benefit goes down in correlation with the cash value that's inside that policy, and so you would pay that back with interest to yourself to fill that policy back up. You know, we've got people that do that periodically for business use, you know, to buy inventory and stock and then pay that money back at the end of the year. This is a financial tool in your toolbox. It is not free money. It is your money. It is a piece of your financial picture. It's not the be-all, end-all solution to everything. However,
right.
it can be very, very helpful. But it's not like, you know, you buy $1 million whole life policy and you can take, you know, $999,000 out of it.
No.
That
builds
not
up cash value
over time. And I
right.
I would put the caveat in there that, you know, you want to, this is pre-planning. So plan to have cash available, say in 10 years. You
right.
know, let this start compounding and build up. And then you'll have, depending on how big the policy is and how much of paid-up additions you're putting into it, that directly correlates with how much cash is available.
Right. Now, so what he did, Rosie bought the policy, like I said, when the kids were like 2 or 3, mm-hmm. and then he graduated high school, was needing a vehicle to go to college. He was going to a local community college and staying at home,
mm-hmm.
and of course, having a part-time job while he goes to school. And so he was, I think she said, 18. and had enough cash value to buy, I think she said it was like a $7,000-$8,000 vehicle. Really nice used Honda that they bought to be able to go to school and to go to work. Now, is there a set interest rate from the insurance policy that you have to pay the borrowed loan back with, a certain set insurance or interest amount or a monthly payment?
It wouldn't be, well, it depends. All of the above are accurate. You know, the sooner you pay it back, the better. You know, you could pay it back one lump sum. You could pay it back with monthly payments and increase your you know, the premium that you're paying in. You know, there's all kinds of options with that. And the interest rate is variable. I don't have that memorized right off the top of my head. Sure. Bottom line is it's your money. You don't have to ask permission to get it. And then, you know, you sort of kind of pay it back at your convenience, if you will. You know, so there's a lot of options there to work with that money. And, you know, how much cash is available directly correlates to how big the policy is, and then how much extra, if you will, are you paying into that policy.
Got it. So if you want to build that cash value up, you can just make additional payments every month, and that goes right directly to cash value.
That would be set up when we initiate the policy. Again, that's called PUARs, or paid up additions. And generally you can do, I believe it's three times the face amount. So if your premium is $20, you could pay, you know, $20, $40, you could pay $60.
Got it.
Into that account. And that basically is buying you more life insurance. Because remember, these are life insurance policies. However, that compounds that cash value inside that policy. And, you know, if you read these publications about Be Your Own Banker and these things, they'll say, you know, pay as much in as possible. Because there is a limit to paying in. You want to max that out. I was just talking to a gentleman earlier today, as a matter of fact. We're working on setting up one of these policies for him. Let's say you're paying three times the face amount this year. Next year, you've got, you know, financial issues. You just can't do it. But you can pay in two times the amount. So you pay in two times the amount. The next year, you can't go back to three. This new ceiling is two times.
Got it.
And then, you know, the very minimum would be the base insurance amount.
Yeah, and then regular, so once $20 a month payment.
Correct. Whatever that payment is. And so you want to try to maximize those paid up additions for, you know, as long as you can.
Sure.
But like I said, you're lowering your permanent ceiling if you don't make that full amount.
Right. Got it. Well, I got a text message because in the first segment I mentioned you were coming on. If anybody had any questions, text me at 231-360-5140. Alice says, we have a dear friend that has moved into our home. He had a catastrophic situation. His home that he was living in, renting, caught fire, and his vehicle was in the garage, and the vehicle was a total loss. He's moving in with us. Is it possible we could allow him to use one of our vehicles? Do we have to put him on our insurance, or can he, as a friend living with us in our home, can he simply drive our vehicle with our permission, and would he be covered in the event of an accident?
So that's a great question. Okay, so let's dissect this a little bit. So he doesn't own a car at this time. His car was destroyed.
Yes.
Okay. He can purchase what's called, at least with Farm Bureau, it's called a non-owned auto policy. That would give him the PIP coverage, that personal injury protection coverage, so that he can drive any vehicle and have that coverage himself and be covered in the case of an injury and have liability coverage as well that goes with him no matter what car he's driving. So you wouldn't, depending on how long he's going to live at the home, you wouldn't necessarily add him as a driver, although that's a possibility if he's going to be a permanent resident there.
Yeah.
But it sounds like the homeowners have an auto policy, and so their vehicles are correctly insured.
Sure.
Now we have a new person that's going to drive this. We want to make sure he has his own policy.
And is that not just PIP a personal injury protection, but is that also liability?
That
for
would be
him?
The liabilities. Yes, that would be the liabilities and PIP. But he doesn't own a car, so we wouldn't put a car on the policy. It's called a non-owned auto policy. They're not very expensive. It's just the liability and PIP coverage.
Sure.
And then we're going to want to make sure, depending on how long he's going to be there, that he would have a renter's policy. Irregardless of if he's paying them rent or not, that offers him personal liability protection. So if he's it causes injury or is accused of causing injury and is sued, he would have personal injury or that liability protection with that renter's policy.
Got it. But just the PIP and liability of non-owner of an automobile. Uh-huh. Ballpark, what are we looking at? How expensive is that kind of insurance?
It's all over the map. There's many variables, so I don't want to put a number out there. However, you're not insuring a vehicle, and so that expense is not on there at all.
Do they look at his driving record and stuff like that?
Yes, that's all still taken into consideration. Your insurance score, driving record, tickets, accidents, claims, those are still taken into account. You're just not insuring a vehicle.
Got it.
Yeah, and I highly recommend those for individuals that don't own a vehicle but do rent cars or drive the neighbor's car or a family member's car. It's very important that that individuals have this type of coverage.
Got it. Very good. I will put this individual in touch with you, and then you can talk to them. And, of course, they're going to have their car insurance with you in order to offer this type of insurance for their friend.
No. The friend would get this. Would be standalone policies for the friend. It would be his policies separate from them.
Got it.
Yep. Okay. So the renter's piece is really important for that liability aspect. But his stuff. Let's say he's got stuff in their pole barn, for example. His stuff is not covered under their policy. His stuff would be covered under his renter's policy. That would be his personal property. Correct.
Got it. Man, there's a lot to this, isn't there?
There is, and I like to remind people, it takes time to get things accurate. I ask a lot of questions, particularly on the life insurance side. It can take a month or more to put a policy in place. There's the underwriting side of things, and then there's getting the right policy, and then there's some signature pages. There's a lot of moving parts, and so pre-planning is important, and the very first step to the life insurance side is to do an application and get approved. Then we have you rated, and then we can look at all kinds of different options for you. So just don't. I know you hear radio advertisements. There's TV stuff that get $1 million today. Well, that's if you're in tip top, perfect, optimal health of a certain age bracket and no red flags pop up. It takes time to put quality policies in place.
Well, now some of the news stories that I've been seeing, there is even legislation potentially pending that says that all underwriting must be done before a policy can be sold. Have you seen that legislation that's pending?
I've not seen that, but so that's the other thing that happens with some of these policies. Yeah, sure, they put a policy in place, and then they do underwriting after the fact. And they can cancel the policy, they can increase premiums based on findings with that underwriting after the fact. People, that happens with all kinds of insurance policies. So you get this low introductory rate, you get this great policy, and then there's changes.
Yeah, got it. Well, I'm going to offer up the file that I've put in my phone. Just text me TC for Tristan Cole. It gives you his phone number in Bel Air, 231-533-6489, as well as his website, TristanCole.com. Greatly appreciate. Good information, sir, as always.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it. Everybody have a great weekend.
Bottom of the hour news of hour number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news program.